I want to spend time on some of the science and history stories today because they're unusually strong. Start with the giant trees research from the University of Exeter, 212 points, 97 comments. The finding is that giant sequoias and other massive trees are able to pump water from their roots to their canopy tips without the hydraulic limitations that fluid dynamics would seem to predict. For reference, the tallest sequoias reach about 95 meters, and getting water that high against gravity requires substantial pressure.
The interesting part of the research is the mechanism. It had been assumed that giant trees must operate near the edge of their hydraulic capacity, that the tallest trees are essentially at the physical limit of what's possible. The new research, using pressure measurement tools threaded into the vascular tissue of living sequoias, found that these trees operate with a surprisingly large safety margin. They're not straining to push water to the top. They've evolved hydraulic networks that are genuinely efficient at scale.
The HN comments got into the engineering implications, whether tree vascular architecture could inspire new approaches to microfluidic systems or passive water distribution in engineering contexts. There were also several biologists in the thread who pushed back on some of the interpretations, noting that the sample sizes in the study are small given how difficult it is to instrument 95-meter trees.
The James Webb Space Telescope story from Quanta magazine was one of the more humbling science pieces of the day. The piece covers what astrophysicists are calling genuine puzzles raised by Webb's observations of the early universe. Specifically, the existence of massive, fully formed galaxies at redshifts that correspond to just a few hundred million years after the Big Bang. These galaxies shouldn't exist yet, according to standard cosmological models. They're too big, too structured, too early.
And the scientific response is measured, but serious. These aren't fringe observations. They've been replicated across multiple Webb observing programs and confirmed by independent teams. The leading explanations range from refinements in our models of early galaxy formation to more fundamental questions about the initial conditions of the universe. Nobody is proposing that the Big Bang didn't happen, but the timeline of structure formation may need substantial revision.
From the history side of the ledger, the piece about Amsterdam's firefighting system in the 17th century was charming and genuinely instructive. The van der Heijden brothers, Jan and Nicolaes, developed the first practical fire hose system in Amsterdam in the 1670s. Flexible leather hoses with threaded couplings that could be connected to chain pumps drawing from canal water. Before this, firefighting meant bucket brigades and demolishing neighboring buildings to create fire breaks.
What the article makes clear is that the van der Heijdens weren't just inventors, they were entrepreneurs. They obtained a monopoly contract from Amsterdam's city government to operate the fire hose system, trained crews, maintained equipment, and charged for service. It's the earliest documented example of what we'd now call a municipal service contract for emergency response. And Amsterdam's fire mortality rates dropped dramatically within a decade of adoption.
The Spanish Armada story was smaller, only 4 points, but thematically lovely. A ship is retracing the route taken by Armada survivors in 1588, who ended up shipwrecked off the Irish coast. Many of those sailors never made it home, and some integrated into Irish communities, which is reflected in certain Irish surnames and some accounts of dark-haired communities in Western Ireland. History as living geography.
And the Internet Archive piece on recovering the dead web rounds out this theme of preservation. The archive has been accelerating its recovery of URLs that have gone dark, pages that existed, were linked to, were cited, and then simply vanished. Their current estimate is that roughly 38% of web pages that existed in 2013 are no longer accessible at their original URL. That's a decade of record keeping gone.
The comments on that thread turned into a fascinating discussion about what web permanence should mean and whether there's a public obligation to maintain access to information the way we maintain physical libraries. Several people noted the asymmetry. A physical book that falls out of print still exists in libraries. A web page that goes down leaves almost no trace, unless someone specifically archived it.